Send a movie idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, and welcome to The Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many film ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where the winner will initially be promised a big screen release, billboard campaign, adverts on the sides of buses, only to be scheduled for release in May 2020 and have to become a straight-to-VHS only for people in quarantine to half look at while they're playing Animal Crossing. I'm Joel. A man who currently doesn't put the employed in, oh God, what a time to be self-employed. And across from me is John Harris, a man who after nearly 30 years of fine-tuning the art of social distancing has finally emerged as humanity's greatest hope for survival. Hello, John, how are you?
Yeah, all right, thank you. We're doing this, hopefully this will sound incredible so no one will realise, but we're not in the same room as each other.
No, we're isolated.
It's
we're self-isolated.
Weird.
It's really,
are we both
really
in our
weird.
Bedroom?
Yeah, not our combined bedroom.
sorry. I mean, our separate
but
bedrooms.
They do look very similar. If you take a screenshot, put it on Twitter, because very similar colour palettes. And I have positioned the screen very much so that, you know, the apparatus is out of shot.
Would you wait? What do you mean by that shot? Are you wearing trousers?
No, I left that open for interpretation. Look, there they are. There's the old trouser.
Oh, lovely.
At least one leg has got a trouser on it. How you doing, man? How's it going?
Yeah, all right, thank you. It's I think we should be all escapism and do the silly film stuff first, and then we'll talk about the week you've had afterwards. Because
cool,
there's a lot to be talked about, I think, or not that much. We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, John, do you want a film idea?
Yes, please.
How about this one from Becky? No Time to Die. James Bond's latest foe is a Dungeons and Dragons dungeon master.
Oh, nice.
The die refers to dice. Yeah,
because I was thinking like to make clothes a different color or something.
Also
or
good, also good.
But no. I prefer the dungeon master thing.
Yeah,
they're an enemy.
Yeah, and so he's controlling. Like James Bond wakes up in some sort of labyrinth or something, and he has to work his way out of it against the dungeon master. I know you're not normally working against the dungeon master, are you? But you probably know more about this stuff than me. You're a big nerd.
I don't think a dungeon master is pro or. Anti
oh, good point.
The players, they're kind of just the curator of what's happening. So
yeah, okay.
But I think they should be evil, and maybe they put them in a dungeon, or is it like is he like in a basement chained, and then he has to beat the dungeon
nice,
master
that's
at
very
just
good.
The normal game of Dungeons
normal
and Dragons.
Game of Dungeons and Dragons.
To yeah, be fair, the world that we're living in right now, that would require a very small team to film, and maybe
yes.
we could get that out soon.
Yeah, you know, even 007 has to self isolate. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, and then he gets out onto the streets. Oh my God, have you heard the Jared Leto thing? I was going to say he gets out to the streets and realizes everyone's self-isolating.
Yeah.
And actually the Dungeon Master was the hero.
The Dungeon Master is Jared Leto, and that's where he's really been on that retreat.
So that's what I was going to say. So we're all so online right now. I'm sure everyone's heard this, but this crazy story. It's the most Jared Leto thing I've ever heard in my life, that he was on a two-week retreat. And there was,
so good.
It is also the premise of a film, isn't it? To just come out of a two-week retreat to find that out.
What you're saying about it being such a good time to be online.
Yeah.
Now is the time to do a half decent tweet. I'm seeing some really rubbish tweets getting like 200,000 retweets.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, now is if you've ever had any idea for like a half decent Photoshop. Have you heard about the yeah, you have. I know you have because you're in a WhatsApp group. That lasagna thing.
Oh yeah, it's
a guy.
Fine.
It's a guy I went to school with. Yeah, it's fine. It's on the homepage of the Guardian today. Now is the time. Now is the time to put any sort of content out into the world, no matter how bad. Anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Very good.
So no time to die. He's out in the street. Jared Leto. Jared Leto could play a dungeon master really well, I think.
Oh yeah, he'd be really good at it actually.
Yeah, so that's what he's he's in control. Daniel Craig, he gets out onto the streets. There's nobody there.
The only thing about Jared Leto playing the dungeon master is I would say he's not European enough to be a Bond villain.
Oh. Just there's been some charismatic American ones.
Yeah, and actually the one for No Time to Die is the guy from what is that show called?
Rami Malek.
Yeah, Rami Malek.
Mr. Robot.
So he's Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
But he's an American man. So he also doesn't, you know.
He is, yeah.
Right.
Good stuff.
This one comes from Lizzie. Honey G. Jessica Alba teaches the X Factor icon to dance.
That's really good. We're sort of assuming that Honey G can't dance, which is cruel.
Good point. For anyone who didn't watch the X Factor like 4 years ago,
or
isn't UK based, she was a middle-aged woman who rapped on the X Factor.
Yeah, it was 4 years ago. You really know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know my X Factor, mate.
You're doing your prep.
And she, you know, like every year, every year these talent shows have like a comedy act that they will let through to like the semi-finals to kind of keep people watching for the laughs. And that year it was Honey G. And there's always a moment, isn't there, where like, obviously Simon Cowell is the only one taking it seriously. And everyone's like, oh, we love you, you bring joy to the country. And then at one point, for some reason, Simon Cowell has to be like, fine, I was won over by that performance. Yeah, you're actually brilliant. I love you. Let's sign you. Honey's just Jessica Alba, like Step Up style.
Yeah, it's like Step Up, or it's also similar to Step Up to the Streets.
Yeah.
Which is a very good sequel name.
Oh, yeah. That is one of those, you know, where like, you know, they didn't call the third Despicable Me Despicable 3. There are lots of like missed opportunities. Step Up to the Streets, they had their opportunity, they went for
John,
it.
What's my favourite one?
The Nun film 2, Back in the Habit.
Yeah.
The Nun 2, Back in the Habit. That's a good horror film.
That is a good horror film.
Whoopi Goldberg.
We're going to talk more about my life at the end, but I saw the church where that was filmed.
What?
Pretty exciting.
All right, let's move on from, because I just think the Venn diagram of people who are interested in Honey G and the film Honey is too small
to suggest that's even a Venn diagram.
Yeah, true. This one from Dr. Susie Gage, Quarantine Wolf.
Very good.
Yeah,
very like good. A werewolf has to self-isolate. What would they do?
Well, they're quite good at self-isolation. You know, like in the TV show Being Human, one of the concepts was that like he was a werewolf, and to kind of deal with it, he'd like put himself in a cage every month on the full moon. So he was kind of self-isolating in his own way. He was already there.
WFH, werewolf from home.
Very nice. I said that we were going to try and avoid being too talking about current affairs, but it's just being thrust.
But the werewolves, I don't know. I know everyone's hiding inside, but don't go out there, guys. The streets are full of werewolves. We didn't want to touch on the sensitive issues of today and what people are really, and you know, people are quite scared. They're pretty worried about what's going on out there. And it's true. There's loads of fucking werewolves out there, guys.
You know that mentality at the minute where people are like, oh, you know, the Blitz mentality, let's go to the pub anyway. If it was fucking werewolves, they wouldn't be.
They wouldn't dare.
Bojo should just say it's
werewolves.
That's
exactly, what's wrong with Britain today. They should just say it's werewolves. Everything should be werewolves. Okay, so Team Wolf. So Team Wolf is an interesting idea in this day and age anyway, right? Because he'd be on TikTok and Snapchat. He'd probably be like a superstar influencer.
Do you think
there'd be a whole TikTok dance about turning into a werewolf?
The TikTok dancing is like no dancing that's ever existed in humanity before.
It's all bad dancing.
It looks like they're doing sign language.
Yeah, it does.
It's really peculiar. I watched some recently and thought, this isn't a dance. This isn't a type of dancing that people are doing. Imagine going to a club on a Friday night. End of sentence. No, but imagine going and they were doing TikTok dancing.
Well, what music do they? The music I've also never heard either. It's a whole world I don't understand.
It is, yeah. It's finally we're too old for a thing. I say that I've been too old for a thing for years. Anything.
Too old for anything.
Should we move on to the next idea?
Yes. Well, I think we really did that one justice.
I think we did it. What about this one from Elliot? The Great Gatsby, the butthole cut.
That's similar to my one at the end, but don't worry, I can still make it work. I've had a lot of time to think about it. Yeah, The Great Gatsby. So it's cats playing the characters from The Great Gatsby, but you can also see their arseholes.
Well, I haven't checked with Elliot.
I mean, one of the mad things about The Great Gatsby as a novel, and here's some literature criticism for you, is that everyone's an arsehole in it anyway.
Very good point. Well made.
There'll be people at home listening to this now sagely nodding along to that. He didn't waste 3 years of his life.
What happens in The Great Gatsby? It's a guy, he hosts a party, and then there's a car crash?
Yeah, that's it. The end.
I think so. I think that's what
But it's a cat, so it's fine.
Cats driving cars would be good.
Yeah, cats driving cars is great.
You know, in universes where like certain animals talk.
Yeah.
Actually, this is relevant to both of our lives right now, Joel, because we both just got Animal Crossing to escape from everything that's happening right now. In that game, you like play as a human who's friends with like a cat and a penguin and stuff. But then...
Yeah.
But then that you like picking up fish and insects and stuff, and they're like not talking and big. But like, who decides what animals...
What's the hierarchy?
Yeah, and like... So with cats, so like in the world of cats, do dogs talk? Do geese talk? Do they all have weird human bodies?
It's a good question. Did you see Seth Rogen watched it while he was quite high and he tweeted it? He sort of he sort of semi live tweeted watching cats. That's all that you need to know about cats. Everything I've not seen the film, but all of my opinions now will be formed by that Twitter thread.
Every like synopsis of it says that basically it's cats introducing themselves and then one dies. But then that could be like my description of The Great Gatsby as there's a party and then there's a car crash. So who knows? What about this one from Josh? Thunderbirds Argo, but is Argo is in like the Ben Affleck one.
I like it. When we used to release this weekly, did we ever do Argos as an idea?
As in like they had to get
Ben Affleck trying to break out, you know, maybe like... So at the moment in the UK, you can't get your hands on a Nintendo Switch for love nor money, right?
Oh, can you? Is that true?
Apparently so. So maybe Ben Affleck really wants one and he's trying to break it out of an Argos.
And he has to pretend he's filming a documentary about Argos.
Argos, yeah.
Well, it's like on Channel
'Cause, let's be
five?
Honest, if you were Argos,
yeah,
and Ben Affleck approached you, you're going to let him film whatever you want, aren't you?
You wouldn't be suspicious. You'd think, that makes sense.
Yeah, you would. About time. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Thunderbirds Argo. So in this one, Ben Affleck is controlled by string.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's mostly the same film until the very end when the other Thunderbirds turn up.
So, and he's a person. He's not a puppet, but he walks like a puppet.
No, but there's a string and the string just goes off screen and is never explained. But he moves and walks like a puppet. And everyone else is just a normal human.
He didn't get...
Give him the Oscar. Give him the Oscar.
He didn't get any acting noms. He got a bunch of noms for that film.
He won Best Director, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He didn't even get nominated, but it won Best Film. It's like one of those ones where...
Oh, really?
There's like only a handful of films where the best film and it doesn't even have a director nominee. That was one.
Wow.
There you go. It's an odd one. It's not really one that I look back and go, yeah, that should have got all the Oscars. No offense,
no,
Ben.
No,
it's a lovely film.
However, Ben, if you tied some string to your joints... That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, mate.
Would it be some
chat
sort
to
of,
us next time?
Is it a metaphor? Is it?
No.
Don't get deep.
Yeah, man. He could be a puppet of the government, couldn't he? Or he could just be a puppet. What they called a marionette?
Can he have? You is know, that the, no. Yeah, maybe. What's a marionette? That's something puppety in the word marionette. Can he have two lines painted down his face like a ventriloquist?
I think so.
Great.
And just sort of like a wooden sheen to his flesh, but he's definitely human. But he's like mid Pinocchio transformation,
like that Goosebumps character,
Jack Black.
I don't know, the puppet in Goosebumps.
No, I don't really know much about Goosebumps. So I found them too scary. Hey, what about this film idea from Mark? The Visible Man. He thinks he's invisible, right? So he thinks he's developed, let's say, a serum that makes him invisible. And so he covers himself in the serum and he proudly strolls out into central London completely naked.
The thing is, I've seen people do peculiar things in London and I've blankly ignored them like they're not there. So the thing, there's going to be a long time where this man genuinely believes he is invisible, which
is absolutely
a problem.
Everyone in London's blanking everyone. If you'd done it in almost any other city in the world, he'd be confronted.
Yeah. Someone would come up and be like, realize. You're covered in Vaseline. What's the other one? KY jelly. He's covered in KY jelly.
KY jelly, well, he's used a tub of Vaseline and a tub of KY because it was more than he anticipated.
You know when people say, what superpower would you like? And people say invisibility and like, oh, mm-hmm. like it's a sign of shyness. But I think it's a sign of seediness.
It's the seediest one. It's the seediest one. There's nothing you can do with that that isn't a bit seedy, is it?
Mind controly kind of persuasion is the other super seedy one, I'd say.
It is, but there's probably things you can do with that that aren't seedy. Whereas there's nothing you can do if you're invisible that doesn't seem a bit seedy. Just being in a room, where someone doesn't know, very seedy.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Is there any good you could do from it? No, probably not.
Let us know. Hey, anything good you could do, if you're invisible, and it feels like a lot of our listeners are, then why not tweet us and let us know what you like to get up to? Or, more likely, if you have ever imagined being invisible, what are the non-seedy things you imagine doing?
Yeah, okay, that makes more
go
sense.
Go to our DMs for the seedy ones.
What about this one from Sophie? Shitter Island.
Starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey! We're back! We're back! So Shutter Island is a detective-y, noir-y thing based on an asylum.
Or is it, mate? don't know. Never know.
Is it based in a Portaloo? That's too small.
That's really small. You can't really have... What detection are you doing in a Portaloo? Don't answer that.
It's in the sewers. It's in the sewer system.
Nice. Very good.
He's trying to solve a crime in the sewer system.
Yeah.
Of an island, I assume. We have to keep the island bit.
Yeah, it's the same island, but it's just in the sewer system. It's the sequel.
Oh, great. The Squeakquel. Every sequel should be called The Squeakquel from now on. Thanks, Alvin and the Chipmunks. What are the beats of Shutter Island without being too spoilery, and what can we do with poo? The thing is, one of the biggest crimes, like actually I'd say even in the office place, one of the biggest crimes and mysteries is who's done a massive poo and not flushed.
That's what it is. And the whole thing about Shitter Island is, was the poo even really ever there?
Yeah, because they've managed to clear it up.
Leonardo DiCaprio, sorry, is a plumber, and he's been called out to this island to dislodge a massive poo. But was the poo really ever there? It's an interesting question.
We'll
never know. Yeah.
Imagine a poo so big that you have to get a plumber involved.
At what point do you call the plumber? How you would go through so many stages of panic and tools before you called the plumber, wouldn't you?
Because let's be fair, Joel, we've all been in a situation where we've sorted out a toilet by the skin of our teeth.
I've never used my teeth. That's that's absolutely disgusting.
It needs must, Joel. Desperate times. No, but where you're thinking, this isn't going to end well for me. Am I going to be? Am I going to be the guy at Shitter Island who runs away? So it's a mystery, or am I going to confess?
Yeah.
And or just solve it. Normally, I just solve the situation. But
yeah, most people will solve it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say I would have. There would be so much I'd have to go through before I got someone else to be like, "What do we do about this?" Or just left it and was a phantom shitter. Things would have to be real desperate.
Yeah, and I'd have to know I was never returning to that place wherever it was.
Yeah, true. It was a public loo. That's probably why public loos are so bad. People just they don't feel duty bound like they would in an office or school.
No. They don't feel duty-bound either.
Hey! All right, what about this one from Dan Lesac, the musician extraordinaire? The fifth smell element.
These are very similar. Bruce Willis. I've never seen the fifth element.
No.
All I know about it is that it's got a footballer called Fitz Hall in it. And he's like, you know, just a half-decent footballer, played for QPR. That's probably a bit mean. He had some good years in him. He's in it, which is really weird.
What, playing some sort of like alien character or something?
Yeah, but he's really young when he's in it. And if you Google Fitz Hall, Fifth Element comes up before any of his footballing career.
Oh, mate.
So maybe he did the wrong, maybe he picked the wrong thing.
Who's the one who's now who's the footballer who's now host Homes Under the Hammer?
Dion Dublin?
Do you think if you search Dion Dublin, Homes Under the Hammer comes up before any football achievement?
I bet what does come up is his instrument. Yeah, yeah.
The dude.
I mean... Yeah, Dion Dublin. I think he calls it the Dube, I think to avoid it being called the Dube. Mate, if you type Dion Dublin in, none of the suggested things are about football. Dion Dublin Dube, Dion Dublin wife, Dion Dublin son, Dion Dublin family, that's good. Dion Dublin homes under the hammer, Dion Dublin stairs. There's a whole thing about him on stairs going up to bedrooms or whatever, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
You wouldn't know the man had a football career.
Yeah, Dion Dublin, inventor and TV host.
Yeah, that's all you need to know. Okay, so the fifth smell element. We don't know anything about the fifth element. Should we guess?
Well, I assume there's...
What are the four elements? Fire, air...
Earth. What is it? Earth, what's the band?
Water.
Earth, wind and fire. What's the fifth element?
Earth, wind, fire... water.
Right. If you had to break down smells into elements, how could you do four? Because we like taste. You've got like salt, you've got sweet, you've got like...
good... Neutral.
Good neutral.
And then what are the four? We say like there are.
Yeah.
What is the fourth one? Good smell, bad smell, no smell.
Sweet, floral. Now I'm getting into like eau de toilette territory, yeah. Aren't I? It's got an oaky undertone.
So the fifth smell element.
It's a new smell.
It's like umami, you know, that bit on the taste bud that we don't know about until we have it. It's a new smell. Someone smells a new smell for the first time. Oh, hang on. Isn't this the sixth sense? You're welcome.
Do you know we have a sixth sense, which is like our ability to get an idea of where our limbs are when our eyes are closed? Some people don't have that. There's a handful of people who don't have it.
That's annoying. It's annoying to call them a handful, mate.
You know, if you like close your eyes, you could touch your forehead without help.
Yeah.
But some people can't.
I don't believe some people can't.
Listened to like a Radiolab episode about it.
It's like you hear about those people that can't imagine stuff.
What happens when they sleep?
Well, no. Like if you said, I'm going to go downstairs and kick that ball, they can't imagine it. They have to, the only things they can imagine is what they're doing at the moment.
I'm really sorry to those people. It's probably like a really difficult, but the idea is just,
well, I don't know. It's just
I'm gonna go downstairs and kick that ball.
That's what I imagine to help me get to sleep. No, it's just because I'm still looking at Dion Dublin's Wikipedia page and it just says stairs. I'm so confused.
Well, it has a section of his Wikipedia.
No, of course it doesn't.
Controversies. Stairs.
Right. No, but that's fun. The Fifth Smell Element. We don't know the film. We can't fucking guess what it is. It's just weird that Bruce Willis has been in so many films about numbers.
Seventh Samurai. Oh, how many numbers could you get through by saying film titles? We'll work that out another time. I can't be bothered with the 20 minutes of us just going, 101 Dalmatians.
We'd never get that far.
No.
There's no film about the number 63, is there? Anyway, John, let's do our own film ideas. Hey, here's mine.
Can I go first?
Oh, all right.
You're quite excited about it. Right, I think both of ours are relevant to people that said ideas this week, but mine is The Divisible Man.
Good, very
good. I think that could be a good superhero power, so he like can become smaller.
Separates.
Men. Yeah.
Does he, just quick question, does he know where his limbs are when he separates like that, or does he not?
He's good. He knows.
Okay, that's
good.
Oh,
wait, no, he's not dividing into pieces. He's dividing
he's like
into
a Russian
smaller
doll.
Versions of it. Yeah.
Is that a good superpower? Just like a progressively weaker version of yourself?
Well, it could be like Ant-Man. When Ant-Man gets smaller, he gets a bit stronger for some reason.
Yeah.
Every time.
It's like Ant-Man, but it takes him forever to get to the size of an ant. And he's only marginally reducing each time.
I quite like... do you know what? Take it back. I quite like the idea of the Divisible Man. It would be good when flying. He could put his like legs into the carry-on and arms into... He's
basically like Rayman.
Yeah, his partner just brings his head onto the plane. In a bag.
I'll tell you what, there still wouldn't be enough leg room on those flights.
Hey!
Come on.
Thank you. The thing, so the Invisible Man, the original one, I'm not really sure what the premise is, but the new one is it's used as this kind of thing about domestic
abuse. Have you seen
abuse.
It?
No, I haven't.
I really liked it. I thought it was really good.
Is it $13.99 on Amazon Prime good? It's quite pricey.
$13.99, but that's the price of two cinema tickets.
Exactly. So to be fair, that is true. Like if you and your plus one do, if you're socially isolating with someone else, if they both agree, that's not too bad.
I think it's probably worth it.
Okay, I'll think about it. I'm not a big horror boy, but I might give it a go.
Yeah, it's not actually that horror. I'm not a big horror boy, and it wasn't actually too scary.
All right.
It's like
I'll
a creepy feeling and a couple of shocks.
And so this
Three
guy,
and a half stars.
No, I'm not going to. I was going to try and work out how we could make it more like that Invisible Man, but I don't want to make a man who can split himself up and then abuses his spouse. So let's move straight on to Joel's idea, please. Thank you.
Okay, here's my idea. Again, it's a little bit similar to one we did earlier. It's Don't Fuck With Cats, but it's the movie Cats. And it's about two amateur internet sleuths trying to get their hands on the butthole edit of Cats.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know if you've definitely seen it, John, because you already mentioned it. But for people out there who aren't just refreshing Twitter every 30 seconds, for a start, what's wrong with you? But it's sort of come to light that during the production of the movie Cats, they hired like a VFX, video effects team to do a new version because there was a version where all the cats had bum holes. And some people were paid a lot of money to just go through and remove bum holes. And what a thing to have on your CV. So that means that somewhere out there, there's a version of this film which is worse? Maybe not. Better? Possibly. But all we know is that it exists somewhere.
They must have been so distractingly butthole-y that people... Because obviously they must have gone
the whole
to test screenings.
And yeah, and what? And the test screeners said...
Yeah.
And they
we love
like,
it, but less butthole-y. Yeah,
yeah. Or they were like, God, they didn't realise the film was rubbish. They're like, there's one thing we can do to fix this film and it'll be brilliant. It's just removing all their bums. I tell you what, it would have gone down better in Japan if there were bums. When I was in Japan, one thing I noticed is that all of their cuddly toys have got little bums.
Oh, like as in the creases?
No, little like crosses and stuff for where the
for
bum
bums?
Is. Yeah.
That's interesting. I guess it's a bit
so
like...
they should have released the bumhole version in Japan.
So they've got bumhole crosses,
would
but it's not
hit.
Like they've got like, you know,
they haven't got functioning bums, John. They're just cuddly toys.
No, but they haven't got like, you know, penises or front bums. They've not gone that
in
far.
In some shops.
It's interesting that they've gone, no, we'll make it anatomically correct in terms of pooping, but nothing else.
Is that anatomically correct? Is that what you've got, a little cross?
I got a little cross. He comes out like a Mr. Whippy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, good stuff. Anyway, that's mine. The people on the internet, they're desperately trying to get hold of this cut.
Yeah.
And it's a super stylized 3-part Netflix documentary.
I would watch it. Any Netflix documentary, I'll watch.
We've got so much time on our hands.
Absolutely.
So that's that. That's the end of the episode. John, what's film of the week?
Film of the week is Thunderbirds Argo. Why not?
Yeah, I agree. Or Shitter Island.
Shitter Island was good. We got more out of Shitter Island. Right. Oh,
disgusting. So that's the Dream Factory podcast.
How do you finish this?
I can't remember how I finished it.
That's call to action.
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe. There might be another episode in a year, so you don't want to miss that when it lands. Give it a 5-star review on iTunes. Wash your hands. Stay safe. Have a nice time. There will be non-fictional film-related chat after the music. Isn't that right, John?
Yes.
Hey, it's after the music bit.
So, this is where
we do. John and I agree that we don't like the bit on podcasts where they talk for 10 minutes before getting to the stuff. So we do it at the end.
Yeah, well, that's it. And then it's an opt-in experience.
Hey, it's a choice. Exactly. We want this show to be an opt-in experience. And we wish some more of you would opt in. Anyway, hey, John, I've had a crazy week.
Yeah, go on. Talk to me about your week.
I went on holiday.
Yeah, I mean, that was... Anyway.
I went on holiday. I went to America. In my defense, right, I went there before I was banned from going.
At the point you went, it felt like very uncertain, but not
banned. Obviously, and the trip that me and my girlfriend had planned was a great big road trip from Los Angeles all the way up to Seattle across 2 weeks. And we'd spent a lot of time and money planning it. Planning the big trip, and at the time that we left to go, there would have been absolutely zero way of getting any money back because all of the travel was still available, all of the hotels were still open. So we thought we'd just go, see what happens. And also, when we went, it's not like businesses had shut down in America or anything like that, so it wasn't being taken very seriously at all in the US or the UK. And so we went for it, and we went to LA and had fun there. Like, all the restaurants and bars were open, so we did some good eating. We did one of those celebrity home tours, which is like the most fun you could ever have for 2 hours.
Are they actually? I've never done a thing like that in my life.
No, they're right. It's really, really, really fun. Yeah, the tour guy just like takes you around Beverly Hills and like Rodeo Drive and stuff. It's pretty awesome.
And so they just go, Danny DeVito lives here.
Yeah, but they like know stuff about the house and like they've got a lot of quips written and ready to go. Okay. And there's actually quite a lot of history about, how LA came to be and stuff. So that was really, really good fun. And you feel like you see the whole city and you get to see, you see the sign, you see some stuff where films are filmed. It's all good fun.
Great.
And I've heard, Emma, my girlfriend, went on one before and it sounds a bit crazier. Like, they would park outside Bruno Mars' house and play his music really, really, really loudly.
Oh, no, that's not cool.
But there wasn't anything like that going on. And it's like, you only stop for like a couple of seconds. They'll be like, that's where Vinnie Jones lives.
Okay.
It's quite fun. I think it's quite fun. Anyway, did that. And then all of America started closing down.
Yeah.
And we drove up through California a bit. And we were basically just like chasing the quarantine, trying to outrun it. And we managed it for a bit. We managed it for a day. We drove... along the one, which is a very iconic road in America on the West Coast, like really curvy coastal road. And we went to like Big Sur and places like that. All very beautiful, really lovely drive. It felt like the classic sunny California road trip that we were hoping for. Went to a mad little seaside town called Pismo Beach, which just sounds like a location in the video game Fallout, the post-apocalyptic game. And then we got to Monterey, which is where Big Little Lies is set. Have you seen Big Little Lies?
I have. So lovely houses
really good.
And stuff. Yeah,
it's really good. Well, we drove over the bridge.
Very nice.
Big Little Lies. And we were there for one day. One restaurant was open. And we ate there. And then the next day, it was a ghost town. And it was really creepy. And we were walking around in the evening. And there wasn't like a soul in, on the main streets. And we went home. That's pretty much it, John.
But
Any questions?
No, not really. But it seems like it was a bit of a nightmare getting back and everything as well.
Yeah, yeah. Sorting out the flight was horrible. Man. But it was the right and responsible thing to do.
Yeah, I think so.
If people like this, let us know and we'll do some more.
Yeah, please do. Joel earlier said that we'll do the next episode in a year. But to be fair, with social isolation, every week feels like a year. So we'll probably...
See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right then. Cheers, John.
All right. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.